anywhere.
Well, WGCH News Center time is 8:20. John Iannuzzi in for Tony Savino. WGCH.com from anywhere. And as promised on the line, Greenwich Real Estate Report with Stacy Lowe and Brian Tunney from the Greenwich Association of Realtors. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Oh, it's my pleasure. And, you know, it's all morning I've been talking about how I last year at this time I was in the process of both buying and selling a home in Fairfield County. And it like took a year off my life. But I learned to really appreciate, you know, the work and the information that you guys digest on a daily basis. And I'm hoping that you can give us an update this morning.
Absolutely. So I'll jump into, we have the sales for February of this year. So we saw 15 single family residential closings during that time. That's compared to 39 closings the year prior in February 2022. The median sale price was around $2.376 million, and that is down slightly from the year prior where it was around $2.7 million. Average days on market moving a little bit quicker at 144 days as opposed to 166 days in February 2022. And for condos and co-ops, everything is pretty steady there. We're seeing 17 closings for the month of February. And comparing that to February 2022, there were 12 closings. Price relatively the same at $700,000. It was $695,500 in 2022. And the days on market were 68. Which is an increase from 56 days in February 2022. Some better news that we're looking at are the pending sales as of close of business yesterday. There are 60 single family pending sales and 20 condo co-op sales. So definitely starting to see that spring market activity pick up.
I'm glad that you said that because I've always heard that this is the, you know, we're getting ready for the time of year where, you know, the showings are off the charts, right? Normally, under normal circumstances in spring.
Absolutely. So just anecdotally, I know we have a board member who had a listing. I think it was it went on a week or two ago. It was a great price point. And it had interest from both, you know, buyers for themselves and developers. He had over 100 showings on that house in one weekend. So the demand is still completely there. It's just got to be priced right. So sellers, there are plenty of buyers for your home right now.
Brian, you have an update for us this morning?
Yes, well, as Stacey was saying, we have had, the good news is we are in the spring market. The spring market typically starts the day after the Super Bowl. And we have seen 23 new single-family homes on the market over the last week. And we're seeing a lot of activity. And the good news is that it is still a seller's market.
It's still a seller's market.
Yes, yes. The inventory is under 6 months. Typically, equilibrium is 6 months with buyers and sellers. And right now, we're right around 4 months, between 3.5 and 4 months of inventory.
Brian or Stacey, when you see changes occur, whether it's in days or in dollars, how long before you consider it a trend? I mean, there are anomalies and then there are, you know, there's so many variables, but how long do you have to see something occur before you say, okay, this is the way it is now?
Well, typically, I'll take that. Typically, you'll run into a trend. If you see something change drastically, usually it happens in a couple of months. Within 2 months, you'll have an idea. I mean, we've been in a seller's market now, you know, since the middle of COVID, you know, with under 6 months of inventory. And inventory was really low in January and early February. And then since then, it's picked up a little, but we're still only have a little over 150 houses for sale, which is very low. And statewide, There's approximately 3,200 houses for sale, and normally you'd have, at this time of year, 15,000.
Wow. Wow. Okay. Wow. Well, then I don't feel so bad, because like I said, when a year ago when I was doing my work, fortunately everything worked out, but there was a time where I said, this is a very tough environment to operate in.
It is.
It certainly was. Last year was one of the fastest paces that we've seen in the market overall. So I definitely, we saw the numbers of what you were going through in actuality.
Now, I have a question. With regard to the interest rates, we've been seeing some pretty high rates over the past year or so, especially in the last few months. How is that negatively impacting the sales?
Well,
Brian,
unfortunately, it's pricing some people out, because what you could buy last year with your mortgage rates is, you know, at least a third. You could buy a third more. I mean, rates went from around 4%, and now it's around 7%, you know, just slightly under. Again, depending on what type of property you're buying and how much money you're putting down. But the increased rates have certainly it is difficult for some buyers, because they just can't qualify for enough money.
We are speaking with Stacy Lowe and Brian Tunney from the Greenwich Association of Realtors, WGCH News Center Time, 826. John Iannuzzi in for Tony Savino. Can you tell us more about that condo market? It's interesting. You know, very rarely does it align with houses, right? I mean, they're always going in separate directions. At least that's from the last couple of years of what I've watched.
Yeah, so the condo market, it's interesting. We track the numbers because they are a different type of unit than a single family home, because there's such limited units compared to single family homes. It can seem like a very volatile market where you'll see, you know, only single digit number of sales across the entire town in a given month. Or, you know, for example, in 2021, we saw in January there were, well, and December the prior month, there's over 30 sales of condos or co-ops. So it's a little bit different just because of the numbers. And so tracking it can swing, you know, in terms of pricing, in terms of unit sales very easily. But overall, there are great options for condos, and they make a great option for people who maybe don't have the ability to take care of a yard, or who you know, don't need as much space. We're lucky to have all of these different types of options.
Yes.
In town.
Or if you're grandma and you want to live closer to your granddaughter.
There you go. Maybe you have a condo up here and you have a house in Florida.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
I think it's a very common situation that we see.
Recently convinced my mother to do just that, and I think she's happy. So anyway, how do we find you guys? I, by the way, I'm not disappointed. I was excited to talk to you, and you've provided us with a ton of information to chew on. How do we find Stacy Lowe and Brian Tunney if we want more?
You can find us at greenwichrealtors.com. There's a great property search function on the website where you'll be able to see all of the active listings in town. But all of our contact information is on the office or on the website, so you can reach out to us anytime.
All right. Take that dog for a walk. It's a beautiful day. Thank you so much, guys. 34 degrees.
Thank you, John.
John Iannuzzi.